Good evening. I'm Kirk Beecham. If I had one word to describe your next speaker, it would be unconditional. From his enthusiasm about getting to be with FFA members to his willingness to host all-nighter study sessions at Waffle House, he is truly unconditional in both his love and leadership.
My name is Noel Plunkett, and I am so excited to introduce you to your next speaker. He may be colorblind and has never been able to finish a meal in one sitting, but he has a heart of gold, can remix absolutely any Disney song that has ever been created, and will travel to the ends of the earth for those he loves.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tiffany Pittman, and I am so excited to be here to introduce my best friend and your next guest speaker. To know him is to love him, and I've been fortunate enough to see him gain his experience through the FFA organization. I know him as a track star freshman who sustained an injury and quickly found his passion through the agriculture. Just as FFA had his back, he's always sure to have yours.
It is now our honor to introduce you to our friend
and your 2021-2022 National Southern Region Vice President.
With his retiring address entitled Facing the Lion,
Eric Robinson.
Nansingonya, bagetiti baba, siti hum, ingonya ma. Nansingonya, bagetiti baba, siti hum. As we're driving through our African safari, this is the only thing that's on my mind. Now, I assure you, we've all heard this phrase before. We probably just remember hearing it like this. Y'all, I am 21 years old, and I still get chills whenever I hear that. Amen, brother. Yeah, give it up for the Lion King. Just like in that scene, we were greeted by the phenomenal animals of the African Serengeti. The Cape Buffalo, the most dangerous animal on the African continent, nicknamed Black Death. The giraffe, the tallest animal on the planet, who can stand up to 18 feet tall. The mighty rhino, whose horn can grow up to 39 inches long. But there was one animal that was eluding us and doing a pretty good job at it, the lion. We were searching everywhere for this pride of lions to a point where we were driving through the tall grass and all we could see was this. Little sidebar, I came to realize that this was the most dangerous position we could have been in this entire safari. Here's why. Yeah, had I been inside of that, that would have been GG's for sure, right there. We kept on driving, looking for these lions, when from the grass emerged the king. As the pride of lions walked, the world went silent as the king traversed his kingdom. Watching the lions walk, that phrase hit my mind once again. Ingwenya na ingwena mabala. You see, translated from Zulu, the opening sequence of The Lion King is a conversation between a boy and his father. It starts with the boy saying, "Here comes a lion, father," with the father responding, "Yes, son, it's a lion." Finishing with the boy saying, "A lion we're going to conquer." Hold up. So we're talking about humans like me and you conquering lions before the start of The Lion King. Someone didn't watch the movie is all I'm saying. But y'all, this resonated with me quite a bit because I thought about that and I was like, why are we conquering lions anyway? What is there to conquer? Like literally every quote ever has always said, we must become the lion. Every phrase I have ever heard has always said, we have to be fearless like the lion. Lions are spoken in such high regard, so what is there to conquer? This got me thinking and led me to the belief that maybe the lion isn't something we become, but something we face. There are lions in all of our lives, and in order to overcome them, we must discover what they are, understand their origins, and choose to face them. Now, in order to face these lions, we can look to history. Far across the Atlantic Ocean in the plains of Kenya, we can find members of the Maasai tribe. Now, the Maasai live life a little bit differently than you and I do. Possibly the biggest difference comes with their transition to adulthood. Think about it. Whenever we become adults, what do we usually do? We get our driver's license, we graduate high school, and we move on to our next path in life. And similarly for the Maasai, when they get to adulthood, they meet at dawn, they're greeted by the older warriors, and they're sent into savannah to hunt a lion. I mean, a little bit harder than parallel parking, but like same difference, right? Now, to conserve the lion population, this is no longer practiced by the Maasai, but it's still a key piece of their history that we can look to for wisdom. Now, y'all, these hunts were brutal. Imagine the pain some of these warriors must have endured while fighting the lions. Imagine the fear that must have coursed through their body when they came face to face with the king of beasts. Imagine the emotional struggle that must have came after seeing one of their fellow warriors fall in these great battles. There lies the true lion. Pain, fear, and struggle. If there's one thing that's true for every single one of us, we have all felt pain either physically, mentally, and emotionally. We've all had times in our lives where we have felt scared. We all struggle with something. No matter with the pain, fear, or the struggle, even though it looks different for all of us, we can find those lions when we admit to ourselves that they are there, hiding in the tall grass that is our mind. In order to discover them, we might have to look in those places that we've tried to lock away. Maybe for you, that means journaling about the parts of your day that you tell everybody are okay. Maybe that means talking to somebody, whether it be a parent, friend, or advisor. Maybe that means that when someone asks, how are you, we actually take the time and tell them how we really are doing. These lions have the potential to give us the courage, strength, and wisdom that made us crown lions the king in the first place. We just might have to find out where to look first. Now, funny transition, speaking of pain, in seventh grade, like Noelle referenced, I tore my patella tendon in the first football game of the year. Now, this injury ended up sidelining me from track and football for the rest of the season. But I still wanted to be involved on the track team, and I still wanted to be ready for next season. So I decided to become the team's manager. That way, I could still hang out with the coaches, still hang out with my teammates, and be ready for track the next season. And before I knew it, my good old knee, she was healed up, and I had the entire summer and the entire fall to get ready for practice and to get ready for tryouts. So, every morning, I woke up at the crack of dawn, and I ran to the pantry and got spicy nacho Doritos. And then, I started stretching across the room to turn on my Xbox and played Madden, 2K, Call of Duty, everything you can think of. I did just about everything except run. And by the time summer and fall passed, I was nowhere near ready for tryouts. But somehow, I was still pretty confident. A few weeks later, after we returned to school, tryouts came. We all met in the gym, and the coaches told us about how tryouts would look. First, we would start the first 2 days getting times for every single race. And on the final day of tryouts, we would be tested with a workout that would test our wills. Solid. We get our instructions, we go outside, and we start the first race, the 2 mile. He starts the clock, and I start running for about 200 meters. Then I get like really tired, and I start walking. And any of my track people in here will tell you, walking during practice, big no-no. And just for reference, if the 2 mile starts here, 200 meters is probably right where that goalpost is. Solid. But even though my time ended up being 30 minutes, anyone who truly knows me knows I'm more of a sprinter anyways. I'm probably going to go do these sprints and beat everybody in them. Lies! I end up being dusted in every single race that we do. Are you kidding me? I got beat for like 25 seconds. It was insane. After that was over, we started to do our workout that would test our wills. And Lord knows that I got nowhere near finishing that workout before I had to bow out due to knee problems. After trials were over, I went home, somehow still feeling confident. I wish I still had the confidence that I did whenever I was young. That guy was a legend. I went back home, and I got ready for the next day because we would find out the names of those who would make the track team. Our coaches, they put the list of names on the atrium in this little piece of paper in a tiny window. Once they told us in class that their tryouts paper was out, we all ran outside. I had wide eyes, and I was so excited. I go to the paper. I start at the top. I look on the bottom, and my name's not on it. Shocker, dude. You ran a 2 mile in 30 minutes. Come on now. But I was still kind of surprised by it. I mean, I knew the coaches really, really well. There had to be some kind of mistake. Almost in tears, I went home to my dad, and I started complaining to him about all these issues I was having of not being on the track team. And my dad hit me with a dose of reality that I desperately needed. He said, son, you're out of shape. You were nowhere near ready for tryouts, and your coaches did exactly what they should have done. Learn from this. Some lions are bigger than others. For some of us, the lions may be that we are unconfident in our abilities. For some of us, the lions may be that we had to grow up too fast due to circumstances we had no control over. For some of us, the lions may be the anxiety and depression that one out of every three students nationwide experiences. No matter what the lions may be, there is one thing that stands true for them all. They are there for a reason. Through that lack of confidence, we can gain the courage to get better at the things that we are not confident in. Through choosing to stand in the face of mental health struggles, we can learn that we are strong and we are worthy of all the good that life has to offer, and there is greatness in every single one of us. Through having to grow up too fast, we can make sure that the ones after us have the wisdom to be better. These lions have so much potential to give us the courage, strength, and wisdom that we seek to gain, but we have to understand that they are there for a purpose, and that purpose is for us to face them. Now, this year, I've got to experience a lot of cool things and meet a lot of really cool people. In California, I got to experience Dutch Bros for the first time with Mark, Paul, Hannah, Jake, Leslie, and Reagan. In Nebraska, I got to experience the ghosts of the Leadership Center with Dustin, Amelia, Faith, Grace, Jaylee, Lexi, and Libby. In New York, I got to slip and slide through the melty tundra that was backstage because it was at an ice rink and it was kind of the summer with Anna, Brooklyn, Molly, McKenna, Julia, and Paige. And I got to go to Wyoming's FFA camp and spent the week with Becca, Bree, Callista, Connor, Haley, Kaya, Miranda, Sarah, and Tanner. Y'all, at this camp, we spent a lot of time doing some things we should have done, some things we probably shouldn't. Some of those things included doing leadership workshops, playing some intense volleyball games to decide who would clean the bathrooms. State officers won, by the way. Sure did. Emma's looking at me. And we got to sing some pretty fire camp songs. Y'all ever heard the one that says, "I said a boom, chicka boom"? Yeah, that one's kind of heat. J. Cole's gonna have to jump on that, Lukey, not gonna lie. But y'all, I loved every second of this camp, but my favorite part came at the end of every day. We would meet with our homestead, a group that we were able to call home for the entire week. One night in particular, Hallie and my good friend Emma from Colorado, who's sitting right there. Everybody say, "Hey, Emma." Hey, Emma. We gathered all of our materials, and we got ready for an activity the entire camp would participate in. Now, the activity was pretty simple. First, we had our campers choose a place across the camp to walk to. Second, we blindfolded them. And third, we set them free to traverse the rocky campgrounds that were that camp with the intention of knocking them off course. About halfway through the activity, I ran in to Haven. Now, Haven being a member of our homestead, I thought, how funny would it be if I knocked her off course? So I did exactly that. I turned her about 90 degrees to the right and let her keep on walking. After the activity was over, we had students strewn everywhere. I was looking around and I was thinking we were doing pretty good. We got back to our cabin, everybody was sat down. I got ready to debrief what just happened when I met with Emma saying, "Oh my gosh, where is Haven?" So we're looking for Haven. And I start having the thoughts that a lot of us might have had in that situation. Yeah, I'm gonna get fired. This is it for sure. Haven's lost. It's dark. We're on a mountain. Just great. About 20 minutes later, being the legend that she is, Emma walks back with Haven, and I have never been more relieved in my entire life. I asked Haven where she had been. Y'all, she had walked the equivalent of 3 football fields away from the set destination. She said that whenever she was walking all alone by herself, she felt anxious, confused, and scared. But it's what she said next that really stuck with me. She called being lost in the mountains at night a little adventure that taught her about dedication, perseverance, and trust. In moments of pain, fear, and struggle, Haven gained strength through the pain, courage through the fear, and through her struggle was able to impart her wisdom onto me. Thank you, Haven, not just for saving my job that day, but for the choice that you made. Haven chose to face the lion. She could have let this experience ruin camp for her and just go and be all alone, but instead she chose to learn from it. Maybe it's time that we do the same. Because y'all, there is gonna be times in our lives where we are walking alone and it hurts and we're going to be scared. And in those moments, we will have a choice. We can either choose to keep blindly walking or we can choose to face the pain, choose to face the fear, and choose to face the struggle head on. Ingwenya na ingwenamabala, a lion we're going to conquer. FFA members, I know it hurts. I know you may feel scared. I know that we feel physically, mentally, and emotionally like we are struggling. But from that pain can come strength. From that fear can come courage. And from that struggle can come wisdom. If you're tired of letting that pain control you, it's time to discover the root of that pain. If you're tired of feeling afraid, it's time to look that person in the mirror and ask, what is scaring you so much? If you're tired of life feeling like a constant struggle, it's time to make the choice. It's time to become the warriors I know we can be. It's time to stop letting the pain, fear, and struggle determine who we are. It's time to face the lion.